well, because that's what we do. And every other DJ and every other radio host, radio broadcaster, big ups to you. Big ups for letting the music do the soothing, right? A lot is going on around this world. And sometimes just the positivity of all the radio DJs and all the radio broadcasters play a big role, a major role, right, of keeping us grounded. I want to give a shout out to all the WRCT 88.3 FM DJs in Pittsburgh. Salute, big up yourselves. All the Milwaukee radio DJs, once again, you know you all throw it down, hold it down. Wonderful stuff you all do. Not forgetting our friends on Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada. You have a gift. Share the gift with the world. Yes, 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 yes. Remember, blowing out someone else's candle won't make yours shine better or brighter, right? Hey, just let you know, building others is also building yourself. We're just about to wrap up this set, and I want to say thank you for all those that caught the set live. And if you missed catching the set live, don't hesitate. You can always go to my website, tembosounds.com. There's a plethora of other fantastic shows, if not better than this, equally as great and as smooth as this show is. I've been your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli, broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Steel City, City of Champions. What can I say about Pittsburgh? It's just a beautiful place. Come check it out, especially now in the summer, or rather now as we're working towards the summer. Please come check it out, yeah? Fantastic stuff. Up next, Friend No More. Artist name is King D Toy. I will catch all y'all in the next one. Adios. Thank you very much. It's an honor to always perform and do a show for the masses, yeah? We don't take it for granted. We're just trying to shine our gifts across the state, across the nation, across the world. Dr. Kenya, O.C. Radoli. Till next time.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
We'll be right back. God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know.
You made my life so bright.
The way you do the things you do.
You made
cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts, every little hurt counts. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone, leave me all alone. It's a loneliness of you. Boy who has to say when I should play, yet you hurt me, desert me. Come back to me.
we've been making.
Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
A girl cried. So don't let it bother you, baby, when the tears start to fill my eyes. No, don't let my crying change your mind. Just tell me the words goodbye and throw me a kiss. Yeah, baby, just a farewell kiss.
I often hear another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
she comes now.
Fall. Though you
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, COVID quarantine has been an extraordinary productive period for President Joe Biden. And I'm not kidding around. I mean, think back to when Donald Trump had COVID and he was stuck in a hospital, at one point receiving supplemental oxygen, sending lie-laced tweets at the time, going out and exposing his Secret Service detail to COVID when he made them drive him around the block in his SUV. I mean, just a pathetically, globally humiliating COVID period for Donald Trump. We can't even really call it COVID quarantine because he wasn't properly isolating. Joe Biden, on the other hand, we already knew had overseen and authorized the killing of Al-Qaeda terrorist Ayman al-Zawahiri. Legitimate questions about the legal framework for these killings. You know, I'm right there with you, but an accomplishment by international standards. An extraordinarily strong jobs report late last week, which we will get to later. But the big news, oh, and gas prices declining 54 days in a row. And I'm kind of kidding because, as you know, I don't actually think presidents have much to do with gas prices. But by their standards, another accomplishment. And now the really, really big news over the weekend, the Senate approving a bill to fight climate change and cut drug costs. Not insulin, unfortunately, thanks to Republicans, but we will get to that as well. But we are really racking up major accomplishments here for Joe Biden, and it couldn't come as a better time as Democrats are surging in midterm election polls. Tomorrow we will talk about, could this be one of the worst midterms for Republicans after a Democrat takes the White House? The answer is yes, it could be, but we will get to that tomorrow. Reuters reporting, the U.S. Senate Sunday passed a sweeping $430 billion bill intended to fight climate change, lower drug prices, raise some corporate taxes in a major victory for Joe Biden, which Democrats hope will help them in November. After a marathon 27-hour weekend session of debate and Republican efforts to derail the package, the Senate approved the legislation known as the Inflation Reduction Act by a 51-50 party line vote. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking ballot. This sends the measure to the House of Representatives for a vote probably Friday. They're expected to pass it, send it to the White House for Joe Biden's signature. The Senate is making history, said an elated Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. To Americans who have lost faith that Congress can do big things, this bill is for you. Schumer says the legislation contains the boldest clean energy package in American history to fight climate change while reducing consumer costs for energy and some medicines. The legislation is aimed at reducing carbon emissions and shifting consumers to green energy, cutting prescription drug costs for the elderly, and tightening enforcement on taxes for corporations and the wealthy. The measure pays for itself and reduces the federal deficit over time. Democrats contend it will help down, bring down inflation. Economists have, generally speaking, agreed with that. From the Washington Post, Senate approves Inflation Reduction Act, clinching long-delayed health and climate bill. The party line vote marks a major achievement for Democrats after more than a year of wrangling over the centerpiece of President Biden's economic agenda. This is a really, really big deal. And zoom out for a moment and think about the last two.